לחברו. שאלה לשמיה, איפה?
So we said that we're learning a main halacha, central halacha, merkazi, ikari, yesodi, a very important halacha of loving other creatures. It's a halacha like that. So part of that is loving lehov et ha-shalom and lishnot ha-machloket, loving the peace. Loving the Shalom and Rav Shalom and whatever he does in the world, which is Shalom, and to hate Machloket, to hate Machloket. Nitachek tamid mikol ribu madon, to distance yourself always from any quarreling, any fighting, any stuff like that. Vifrat lishlizer misinat chinam, and especially one has to be very careful from sinat chinam, hating someone for no reason. Can very careful. The Gemara said that it's equivalent to the difficult averos in the Torah, which is Gilui Arayot. Yeah, what I mean, Gilui Arayot, immorality. Yeah, it's hating someone for no reason. Sinat Chinam.
Okay. Impossible.
To hate someone for no reason.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you have emuna, there's no reason to hit anyone. Yeah, it's all from Hashem. Okay. I remember once in the yeshiva, many years ago, maybe 7-8 years ago. So there was the Badat, the Beis Din, I don't know, someone, they wrote a letter against someone, and Abdelan also signed on it. Abdelan. And someone took the notice and put it in the yeshiva. He put the paper, put it up in the yeshiva that this guy is in Cherem, and he can't talk to him, and he can't be in the minyan, and so on. And Ravaru saw it, and he came to the yeshiva, he ripped it off, and he ran upstairs. And he stopped the whole learning in the middle of the Seder, and he said, "Machloket in my yeshiva against another Jew. I don't care who's signing, even if it's my Rav signing. We don't write anything against any Jew in this yeshiva. This is my yeshiva. You're not going to write anything against anyone in this yeshiva. We're shalom with everyone, the whole world." And he said, "The ones I remember, Rav said, I sonet the machloket tachlit asinah. I hate the machloket." And the most ultimate hatred there is, he hates machloket. No machloket. If there's a machloket, you leave. I'll tell you, there's a story. I read a story, unbelievable story. There was a guy. He lived in Europe in a little shtetl, and right before the war, and he had chickens. Chickens. He used to raise chickens. And he realized one day that there's less chickens. So he thought maybe a shual, at least a fox came in, or a cat, who knows, and ate chicken. So he looked, he made everything stronger, and made sure, and he comes back again. Next day, again there's less chickens. Who's stealing my parnasa? It's my parnasa, these eggs, it's my parnasa. He says, I have to find out who this is. And he hides one day. It was winter, it was snowing. He hides with all the... He crumbled up in his jacket, coat. And then he sees a pair of boots walking towards the pen. And he sees, who is it? It's his neighbor. His next door neighbor is stealing his chickens. He couldn't believe his eyes. Not a goy, a Jew. So he goes back to the, he goes home and he tells his wife, I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do with this? And decided after a few hours of debating, before morning came up, they packed up all their stuff and they left the town. They left the country, they went to Israel. Why? because they didn't want. He said that if we stay, it's going to be a big machloket in the whole town, right, between us. Yeah, everyone's going to know about it. It's going to be a whole balagan. It's a machloket, it's fire. I must leave this place. I must leave the country as far as possible. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. And then the war broke out, and he was saved from the war because he ran away from machloket. True story. He said the story after the war. The true story. He was saved from the war because he ran away from machloket.
Which war?
The war. And another story also, that there was a big Rebbe that is he was Nifta right before the war also, before the war, a few years before, and he had two children who were going to be, one of them was going to be the Rebbe. So, and one of them became the Rebbe, and the other one left America. Because he said, if I stay here, it might cause a machloket between us. I don't know, you know, two different men. I don't want to be, I don't want to even have this nisayon, this test. Also, he was safe from the war. And after the war, he became a Rebbe in America. His brother was wiped out. So you run away from machloket, you can be saved. Always run away from machloket. Always run away after that, Amash. It says here, a machloket nu'a me'od. Machloket is hated very much in front of Hashem. And there is to distance one from it like from fire. You don't play with fire. You run away. And there's not to fight. Not, you shouldn't fight even for doing a mitzvah. You shouldn't fight. People fight. I have a yurtzah today. I have to daven for the amud. And other guys said, no, I'm not for them. That's covered at the nifter. You don't fight, right? You do mitzvah. The famous story I read about Sukkis. There was a guy. They live in a building somewhere. And they have a little merpeset. That's where they build their sukkah every year. And the family grew and grew, and the sukkah couldn't even sit in the sukkah, all of them. It's only the boys and this and that. It's very uncomfortable. Of course, not everyone could sleep in the sukkah. They decided they're going to build a sukkah down on the bottom. And they did. Everyone built on the bottom. We also built on the bottom. Yeah. And they built it in someone's parking spot. But everyone knew that the parking lot is empty. It's only sukkahs and sukkahs. Everyone for 1 week parks on the road. Nothing happens. But this neighbor ran up. It wasn't religious. He ran up to their house after they finished building. Mother, I don't want your sukkah over there. It's where I park my car. And the father listened to everything. And they all worked so hard, him and his children, to build the sukkah. And they said, and he said, okay, I'm sorry, we'll move it. And he left. And the kid said, no, Abba, we're not going to move it. What? Because of this guy? No. The father said, Sukkah Shalom. Sukkah of peace. We have to make peace. So they, the Arab Sukkahs, they're taking apart the sukkah and they're moving it behind the fence where there's all stones and thorns and stuff. And they're all complaining, and their father said, no, you'll see, it's Sukkah Shalom, we're going to build the Sukkah, as long as there's peace, that's the main thing. A little bit, so we have to jump over the fence, so what, so it's not so comfortable, as long as there's peace. The night of Sukkah comes, and they're sleeping in their Sukkah, and they wake up in the middle of the night, they hear a big boom. Bricks from the building, from the merpeset, fell onto that parking spot, crushed the car completely. That's where the sukkah was supposed to be. And because they, and he told the father, woke all the kids up and said, look, you see? That's what machloket causes. And because we didn't want to do any machloket, we were saved. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be under that the rebel over there. The merpeset fell down. The pieces from the merpeset fell and crushed his car. And they were supposed to be there instead. Their sukkah was there. Yeah, the schach wouldn't have saved them. Yeah, they would have got stones on their heads when they were sleeping. And because they ran away from Machloket, they were saved. That's you see how important it is the shalom. And even if you're right, the Ivrit you say, in Hebrew there's a phrase, I don't know, maybe also in English, Al tiye tzodek, tiye chacham. Don't be right, be smart. Run away from Machloket. Okay. Yofi. Now, Sinat Adam Yisrael, Asura min HaTorah, Ben Sinat Gluya, Ben Nisteret, Vafilu Oto Adam Garam Lotzar O Busha. Hating another Jew is the Isur Torah. It's like not keeping Shabbos, for example, yeah? Or any other. Right? Whether it's in your heart, or whether it's you show it, it's Asur Midoraita. Even if other person is causing me all kinds of problems, Asur to hate. The hate we don't need. It's a famous story. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Zatzal, everyone knows, it was a big kanoi against the Tzioinim and against the it was before the state, yeah? A lot before the state. The Frish Pei Zayin was before. So one time, one of the heads of the Tzioinim here.
What is the
The Zionist.
Oh, okay.
He was very ill. He became very sick, and he was a Charei Tzedek, you know, they were fighting for his life. And someone told the Rav Chaim Zonnefeld, oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, we're going to get rid of him. He said, what, he's sick? And he went to visit him immediately, and he's respecting him, and he's talking to him, and helping whatever he could do, and davening for him. So afterwards, this guy got better, this Zionist, and he met Rav Chaim Zonnefeld, and he says, I don't understand, well, you know, we're two different, how come you came? Said, I love you, you know. The fact that you're going the wrong way, it's a different problem. But you, I love you. I have a problem with you as a person. You're a great man. You have issues, fine. You do avelos and all kinds of things. So, but I don't hate you. Chas v'shalom, I still hate any Jew. You don't hate anyone. Okay? The biggest kanoim, they love the Jews the most. Someone who hates someone because he doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs, Hashem v'achem. Shlosha minei dvarim anovim misina asurim. There's three things that come out of hatred which are prohibited. Aleph, eno medaber imo shlosha yamim, because he hates him, he doesn't talk to him for 3 days. Sometimes the person he's upset about someone. Fine, you have 3 days to calm down and say hello to him again. Not more than that. More than that, it's hatred. It's asur. Can do shalom with him. Bet Doresh Rato, he's seeking for his bad, to do bad to him. And three, he's not doing bad to him, but he's happy when something bad is wrong. He's like, I saw the police, huh? The Yiriyah came, huh? They're gonna take down his lid, they're gonna, I'm so happy for that. That's what's so. That comes out of hatred. Okay. Vav, Adam amargish shechaveros sono. A person which now, I'm talking about the person now, which is being hated, okay? If you feel someone is hating you, someone has something against you, try to find out what's wrong. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, maybe he thinks I'm doing something wrong. What's going on here? And then say, I'm sorry, you know, go make peace with him, even though it's shtuyot. You, as the person being hated, you're supposed to also try to appease the person, even if it's not right what he thinks or what he feels. So what? It's a peace him. So there's no other sinner in the world. And if he continues to hate, go to his rav, go to try to still chalice. Yeah, try to do something. Like, let's go, what's the problem? Let's go to Din Torah. Yeah, not to hate. Try to do everything, there's no hatred. Wherever there's hatred, it's a big bayah. And if he sees that nothing helps and this person is continuing to hate him, he should know that it's from Shamayim and he has to do tshuva on something. If someone feels hated by someone, someone's acting not good, he tries to do everything, the person still hates him, so he should know from Shamayim they sent this person to hate him and he has to do tshuva. The person being hated has to do tshuva. Of course the person hating has to do tshuva, but from my perspective, I have to do tshuva. If I feel hated by someone. Now, there's a halacha like this. Listen to this. Aver avera yedua mufusemet. If someone is transgressing, he's doing a very bad avera, famous avera, something bad. Velo kibel tochacha, velo asa tshuva, and people try to rebuke him. And the rabbis try to talk to him. And he does not want to do tshuva. No, he's standing against his against Hashem Davka. He's considered a rasha. In the mitzvah to hate him. There's a mitzvah to hate him. Right? V'lesaper bignuto. You learned this, Ezra, right? I'm benching. V'lesaper bignuto. There's a mitzvah to say the bad thing that he's doing in public. If he has a problem, we have to help him. Yeah? To help him, and if he's sick, you have to go bikur chalim and everything, and help him, and help him whatever he needs. But regarding this specific sin, there's a mitzvah to hate him about the sin, and to speak about it. But a person who's tinok shenishba, which is everyone, can today, you can decide, you can't decide to hate someone. Ask a rabbi if you want, if this person is not considered tinok shenishba. Tinok shenishba is anyone, right? He has no idea. He's not doing an avera now. He's not marrying a shiksa because I'm against Hashem. They have no idea. He's not keeping Shabbos. He doesn't know. He has no idea. He doesn't care. He didn't learn about it. He didn't grow up like that. You're not allowed to hate someone like that. Afuch. You're supposed to love him more and try to mekayel with him, obviously. And therefore, even though we said halacha is that if you know someone like that, that you didn't receive his rebuke, you're supposed to hate him and everything, you won't decide to hate him. You think someone's like that? Go ask a rav, could I hate him? I have a mitzvah to hate him. Like Abdul says, we could choose our averas and our mitzvahs. You don't have to do all the. Once he said that the people who go around there, they walk here on Shabbos, and they scream Shabbos, Shabbos to the cars. He says, I choose which mitzvahs to do and which not. Some mitzvahs you could choose not to do also. People which are moistrim, you know what moistrim are? Informers, they go around and they look, he's doing this, I'm going to go tell the Iriyah, I'm going to call the Iriyah on him. And that's their job, that's what they do. And they do a certain aveiros, davka. There's no mitzvah to help them at all. At all. Or another person who's not going to live his life. He tries to get others to go off the derech. For example, all these missionaries, which they were with the Christians. Yeah? Even if they're tinok shenishba, there's no mitzvah to love them. It's asur to love them. Asur to love these kind of people.
Asur to love Christians who do things.
No, I didn't say that.
What
did you say? Asur to love missionaries, Jewish people. Which go and try to get people off Jewish ways. If there's a, for example, if there are people, right, they go around and they preach their shtiyot, right? Jewish people, they go around, not only different Christianity, Stam, they go and there's a Hirgun, right? There's an organization in America called Hillel in the universities. It's a Jewish organization, right?
Right.
So in Israel, there's an organization called Hillel, and they do exactly the opposite. They take people and they help them go off the derech.
Really?
Yeah.
Halacha Rambam.
Yeah, Rambam. Mitzvah asur le'ohavam, mitzvah lisnotam.
You can be there. More than that. Rambam befurash in halacha, a mumar who works as a missionary,
he killed them. He killed them, wow.
If you're sure you can prove that he's a Muhammad was a missionary.
Yeah, so there's a Irgun called here in Israel called Hillel. And what do they do? They go around to the Yeshiva Bachrim, which are not doing too well in Yeshiva, and they convince the Khan, we'll give you money, they go to university, we'll meet you nice girls, and go to parties, and that. And they take people off of Judaism.
The Presbyterian Catholic Church are also
there's a whole bunch of young people.
Billions.
And I know they're all Jewish people because the bus goes to Efrat, and they were talking about this organization and how nice it was to go there. And how much fun they were having.
The one I'm talking about?
Yeah. And I'm thinking the Hillel in America, you know, there's like something like that in Israel.
Now, the one in Israel is to take people of Jews. So there's a mitzvah to hate those people which work there. It's a suit to love them. Mamash a suit. Because if you have your own yetzirah and you want to live your own life, do whatever you want. Fine, you do avelos, do it. But why go damage other people?
Because the one I'm thinking of is B'nai B'rith Hillel in the States.
Right, no, that's not the one I'm talking about. It's not what I'm talking about. That's why I separated you two. Yeah, good. Chotim sheshavu b'tshuva v'shinu chotim. But if someone, even if he was a missionary, worked in this organization or whatever, and he changed his ways and he did tshuva, okay? And you see that people, they're acting okay and they left really the bad ways. So then, even once he accepted himself, I'm not doing that anymore, I'm doing tshuva, even if it takes some time to do tshuva, then you have to love him again. Ahavat ha-gil. There's a mitzvah to love a gel. More than loving another Jew. You have to love him as a Jew and as a gel. It says that. Not only the gel, a gel you're supposed to love, also the children you're supposed to love more than other Jews.
I thought you're supposed to acknowledge
him
as a gel. You treat him like every other Jew. The fact is, you're not supposed to write him as a gel.
You're supposed to love him more.
If I love him more, you're acknowledging that
he doesn't have to know that why you're acknowledging, why you're loving him more. You just act him more nicely. Okay. For example, I'll tell you that gerim usually a lot of times, especially when they're single and they're not, or if it's a couple which is a gift, they need a lot of chizuk a lot of times. It's very difficult for them. No one's there. No one's there for them. They're alone. Not much alone.
I
said that. Yeah. That's supposed to. Oh, you're a girl. Oh, it's so beautiful. Come, I love you. That's what you mean not to do, right? Exactly. So, limud zchut. Limud zchut. Mitzvah ladun kol echad mi Yisrael lekav zchut. Velelamed tamid sanegoria alam Yisrael. Vachoshed vekshirim avon chamur. Okay, there's a mitzvah to judge every Jew favorably. They always talk good about people, yeah, about Jews. And someone who suspects ksherim, people which are kasher, it's a very, very difficult sin. It says that that someone who choshed ksherim loke begufo, he gets whipped by his not whipped, he gets afflicted by in his body. They get all the diseases, they get all kinds of things.
And that's for who is this?
Someone suspects people for no reason. He decides that this person is not a good person. Why? I know, I saw, he spoke to him, must be, he spoke about this, and he probably, you know, all kinds of these things. That's all. The person has to know, the way you're going to act to people, that's from Shammayim they're going to act to you. If you speak favorably about people, from Shammai they look favorably. If you deen with people, from Shammai they look to you with judgment. So everyone wants to be looked from Shammai, they look to them favorably, right? So even for our own selfishness, we should always try to see the good in others. Adam shema'asav neturim shiput v'tov l'mutav. Yeah, mamash. אדם שמעשה נתונים בשיפוט לטוב או למוטב, אם הוא ירא שמיים חובה לדינו לקו זכות, למרות שיקול הדעת נותן לחובה. היה אדם בינוני הנזהר מן החטא, רק יתיר עכשיו אחרי זכות, חובה, לכל מי שאין ספק, זה חובה, מכל מקום. חובה, למי זכות. קיצור, אני רק אגיד אפילו, הוא יצטרד. Usually you could judge everyone favorably.
You're supposed to. He's a
fool.
He seems to be a
fool
person.
You have to. Only if he's something that. And even if he's not 100% fool, he said that. Also, then you have to. Only someone who always does bad, and he's not Yirei Shamayim, and he's always against, and this and that. You're allowed to judge him not favorably, but also him, you should judge favorably.
not required.
You don't know him really. You don't know what exactly he's doing. You don't know what he is. Now, it's our nature to see bad in everyone. It's the way we are, and it's problematic. So, he said a good advice here. It's true, Mamash. It says in the Chazal, say, "Al tadun adam, ad shtagel mekomo." Don't judge any person until you reach his place. You can never reach anyone's place because he didn't go through his childhood, he didn't go through his life, he didn't go through his emotions, what he's going through. So you can never judge him really. You never can reach his place because he's coming from a different place completely. You can never reach that place. Therefore, you can never judge really anyone lechova. Okay. If someone suspects his friend for something that he didn't really do, he has to go and ask forgiveness. Slicha, I thought so and so, I didn't really think straight, I don't know what went through me, I'm sorry, please forgive me.
I think you have to be careful because that person could resent you for that.
Could be?
You know, could resent you for thinking that way about it.
So we said, if you're gonna, if you know that he might hate you because of that and feel get hurt again because of that, so you don't do that. Just say, you forgive me if I did anything bad to you? And you say, yeah, of course. Fine. But if you know, no, you'll be happy. He'll feel close to you now. Some people like that. So then, yeah, so right, like we learned before. Okay, Besedam. Od halacha. I love these halachas. Next chapter is about rebuking. That'll be probably in a week or two. So, v'itim niki. Chova al kol adam liyizayer mi la'asot ma'asim me'orim al atzmo chashat shover ratzon Hashem. וצריך אדם לצאת לידי הבריאות כשם שצריך לצאת לידי המקום ברוך הוא. העושה במודע דברים ובריא חשד, יש שכתב שאין איסור לחשוד בו. We all obligated not to do things which will cause others to suspect us for going against Hashem's will. Okay? For example, you don't smoke, so don't walk around with a cigarette in your mouth. Why make everyone think that you're smoking? Okay? This is how I'm saying, yeah? All kinds of things that you can't. We have obligation not to cause others to think bad about us. To do everything that we're okay, I'm good. And if someone always does stuff like that, so you don't have to judge him favorably. He's trying. Never. What is? Maybe he's drawing attention. Who knows what's wrong with him? I don't know. Same thing with I think also with It's asur for a man to go and say in public averes that he's done. Asur. But if they suspect someone else by doing that there, and he's the one who did it, then he should go say, it's not him, it's me. Okay? Also,
have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Was it him or was it me?
Yeah.
Were people confessed?
Yeah, in school. In school, yeah, we were good friends. There's a famous story of Nachman Galinsky, that's that. Used to be my neighbor. A couple of years ago, I was a little man, but that's the key. So he was nifted a few years ago. 10 years ago, yeah, less maybe. No, about 10 years ago. More than 10 years ago. 15 years ago.
99?
Maybe a little bit after. I don't know. It was many years ago. He had a brain tumor. Shema. Mm-hmm. He was a big tzaddik. He was sick for 8-10 months and he was out. No treatments. He didn't do anything.
Once I saw him being put in a wheelchair into invalid wagon near the big Knesset Breslov, naturally. I said, Malcolm, where are you going? I'm going to Abba. There's a lot of hitvavut, you know. He was on a plane to Uman maybe a month before he passed away. I'm going to Allah.
So anyways, there's a famous story by the Shiva, when they were sitting Shiva on him. So someone came in, or Shiva came in, with a lot of students of his. So he told the children, "You see me and all these students, it's because of your father." "See, really, what happened?" He said, "Many years ago, I lived with your father in yeshiva. And I didn't have a good head. I was bored, you know. And I made a plane out of paper, and I wasn't realize what I was doing. And I threw it onto the Magichir's, onto his gemara, onto his head. I don't know. He threw it to him. And he got very upset, and he said, "Who did it? The one who did it should get up and leave now." And I didn't want to get up, and no one got up. The one who did it, he was there. "I'm not going to continue this year. It's Bitul Torah, the one who did it." And your father, Zichrono Livracha, he got up and left. And it wasn't him, it was me. And no one knows this. Only him and me. And the teachers, because afterwards they called him into they spoke to him, and I guess he told them or whatever, and they left me in yeshiva. He said, "I'm pretty sure that if I would have gotten up and left, and they probably would have thrown me out of yeshiva, and I would have left learning completely. And because of your father, you see, I'm Rosh Yeshiva now, I have all these students." So, see, this is a person who admitted from what he did not do, even, and he saved someone's life by this. So we, you know, in my class, we used to admit if a teacher thought it's one person and it wasn't, the other guy said, "No, it was me." And he got the punishment.
He told me he was already going to Uman at the time. He was forbidden to Jews to go there.
Yeah.
They would...
So with Abdullah used to go.
They would take a flight to Moscow or Romania, or take a bus, a taxi. So they would take a taxi. It was dangerous to be there at all in Uman. They were always waiting around the tzion. If a Jew comes, they're going to kill them. They would take a smoke, would take a taxi, would start tikkunically in the taxi on the way to the tzion, say two or three psukim, and run back to the taxi and finish tikkunically on the way back to the airport. And once, some of the going turned out that they were there, and with a couple psukim, someone came with a rifle and shot at them, and he came home with a hole in his head.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And with the high, he didn't have to do a shot, he had the
high. Yeah, he used to really do this.
So he missed his head, but he was
That's a miracle.
But he went back the next year.
I love
him. He sent him to pull him off.
Tzadikim, tov, Baruch Hashem.